Now, we address the intensive management required for status epilepticus and refractory cases. What is the loading dose of levetiracetam for status epilepticus?
When we're dealing with status epilepticus, we use a very high loading dose of levetiracetam, typically around 60 milligrams per kilogram of body weight.
Which region most amplifies seizure activity in status epilepticus?
The mesial temporal lobe is the area most responsible for amplifying that electrical activity during status epilepticus.
After treatment of convulsive status epilepticus, what percent have persistent non-convulsive seizures?
Even after we've stopped the visible convulsive shaking, about 30% of patients will continue to have non-convulsive seizures that can only be seen on an EEG.
What clinical factor predicts non-convulsive status epilepticus?
The biggest red flag is a depressed mental status. If a patient doesn't wake up or remains very confused after their physical convulsions have been controlled, there is a very strong chance they are still in non-convulsive status.
After what seizure duration can permanent muscle injury occur?
If the physical convulsive activity continues for about an hour or more, there is a real risk of permanent muscle damage.
What diet has been used successfully in refractory childhood epilepsy?
The ketogenic diet has been very successful, especially for children with Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. It works by putting the body into a state of ketosis and mild acidosis, which provides a natural anticonvulsant effect.
Now we examine the role of surgical and device interventions, specifically vagus nerve stimulation. What are potential side effects of vagus nerve stimulation, VNS?
Patients might experience a tingling sensation in the left side of the neck, some mild hoarseness, a cough, or even shortness of breath. We can often minimize these issues by slowly and carefully adjusting the device settings.
What complications can occur with VNS implantation?
While serious complications are rare, they can happen. We see unilateral vocal cord paralysis or transient weakness in the lower face in about 1% of cases. There's also a 1 to 2% risk of fluid buildup or infection at the device site, and a very small risk, about 0.1%, of a patient's heart rate slowing down or briefly stopping during the actual surgery.